What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three, and getting on back to the news here. Something very weird is out there. I posted this to whatreallyhappened.com. As you know, a lot of people lost their homes to Hurricane Harvey, and there is a lot of aid that's out there to get rebuilding funds here. And basically, there we are. There was this agreement to help people get money. The Hurricane Harvey Repair Grant Application and Agreement by and between the City of Dickinson and insert your name here. And it goes on down saying that the funds are available, and you can get the funds, blah, blah, blah. And there's a whole bunch of articles about the termination. The interesting one, though, is Article 11. Okay, Article 11 of this paperwork to get money to replace your home that was lost in the hurricane reads as follows. Verification not to boycott Israel. By executing this agreement below, the applicant verifies that the applicant does not boycott Israel and will not boycott Israel during the term of this agreement. Now, what the heck does hurricane relief have to do with Israel? It's just another reminder of how our entire nation is being ruled by a puppet government. I mean, I saw that and it was just shocking. It's ridiculous. Now, over in Cambridge University, they're having English literature undergraduates are focused on the works of Shakespeare, as well they should be. And they were looking at a lecture focusing on Titus Andronicus and the Comedy of Errors. And the school felt necessary to issue a list of trigger warnings, things that might be discussed in these plays that might upset you. Yeah. Titus Andronicus, certainly. But I mean, if you're studying Shakespeare, you have a pretty good idea what's in there. And all of a sudden, you have the politically correct social justice warriors out there. We have to warn you off Shakespeare. He says bad things. He says things that will shock you and anger you. I'm getting the feeling that the goal of political correctness is to turn us all into a bunch of sissies that are just offended and troubled by everything. Oh, my goodness, it's a butterfly. Hide, 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 hide. Utterly ridiculous here. Now, let's get back on to that story about Jesus Campos. And a lot of people are looking at his appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And it's raised quite a few questions. Now, as you know, there are questions about Jesus himself. Is he a U.S. citizen? Why wasn't he registered with the state of Nevada as a security guard? And he was lined up for all kinds of interviews on real news programs like Fox News, and all of a sudden he quits. He isn't seen for days. There are rumors of a gag order, and then all of a sudden he shows up on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And everybody's saying, why that show and what's going on? So there were some weird things that were going on. And everybody's asking, why did Campos choose to go on the Ellen DeGeneres show after canceling his appearance on Fox News and other real news channels? Let's face it, Ellen DeGeneres is a talk show. Now, apparently people were pointing out that Jesus Campos walked onto the set with a walking stick because it was supposedly shot in the leg, but appeared to handle it more like a prop than a real necessity. That's kind of open issue. Ellen never asked him about which leg was shot or is recovery time? And apparently Ellen basically took over the interview and led Campos through the story as if she knew it better than he did. She even got blueprints of the 32nd floor of the hotel and with a pointer guided Campos through the narration. We now know there was another person in the hallway that night, a woman whom Campos said he told to go back into her room. Who is she? What did she see and hear? Why isn't she being interviewed by the media? And finally, a lot of people are wondering why it is Ellen DeGeneres appeared to speak for Jesus Campos and told the world that he would not be granting another interview ever. It's all very questionable and suspicious, and it ought to be here. Now, apparently, George Soros' daughter has given $500,000 to Planned Parenthood Votes. This is the political action arm of Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. And apparently, Andrea Soros' Colin Bell made the donation on August 1st. This donation accounts for more than a quarter of the money that the group has raised so far this year. So Soros is now getting involved with Planned Parenthood as part of his globalist agenda. Now, as you know, we've been, well, first of all, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We have been talking about just how ridiculous the PC movement has become, how out of touch with reality this whole gender fluidity ought to be. And how ridiculous women's studies have become. And it's not a recent thing. There was a book that was put out called Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Sommers, who was a feminist herself, but was chronicling the change where the women's movement went from equity feminism, which was all about fairness, equal pay for equal work, equal access to school, equal access to credit. Those are things we could all get behind. And I was a supporter of the feminist movement when they were doing that. And then all of a sudden it got hijacked by political opportunists who turned it into this constant male bash, scream rape, women should be afraid and hide in their closets from all the evil men, what was called gender feminism, which was typified by people like Andrea Dworkin, who advocated randomly killing men to keep us in our place. And that kind of extreme behavior. And it discredited the whole feminist movement, as did the rape hysteria, which actually caused a lot more damage in the long run because police departments became so afraid of lawsuits by wrongfully accused men that they started ignoring real rape victims. And so in the end, the feminists actually caused a rape epidemic by hobbling the police with all the fake cries about rape. So now we have Camille Paglia, who is a feminist herself and was a champion for a lot of these things. And now she's pulling back and saying that really women's and gender studies departments should be defunded. And she says what's wrong with them is that if you look at other departments in a university like the English department, they've developed over a century. They have a curriculum. They have a long tradition of education. And then all of a sudden, universities were creating departments with a politicized agenda from the start, taught by people without any training in that field. And Paglia argued that these active programs were thrown together out of the urgency to highlight women's issues in the curriculum of the American Academy, and it caused more harm than good. And the same thing is happening now with the so-called gender studies. It's all politically driven. It's all liberal ideology. And as we pointed out yesterday, we've got pediatricians that are out there saying these parents that are forcing their children to live as the opposite gender or forcing their children to get drugs that block puberty under the theory that their gender should be fluid, they're committing chemical castration on the kids. It really is child abuse. Kids already grow up way too fast. Kids should be allowed to remain kids for as long as possible. because growing up, growing old is a one-way street. You take that away from them, there's no going back. Kids of that age shouldn't even be talking about sex. They don't have any idea. The glands haven't kicked in yet. They're not even thinking about sex at that age. Now, over in Massachusetts, Boyden Elementary School has decided to drop their annual Halloween costume parade. And it's all political correctness, and it's something that the school children look forward to. It's the funnest day of the year next to Christmas. But the school's principal issued a letter to parents that read in part, "The costume parade is out of our ordinary routine and can be difficult for many students. The parade is not inclusive of all the students, and it's our goal each and every day to ensure all students' individual differences are respected." So they're going to call Halloween Black and Orange Spirit Day, which is going to be offensive to all of us white, green, and blue people. It really is ridiculous. I mean, at the same time, we are being told that we should have respect for the holidays and traditions of the refugees. I mean, Merkel just got into trouble declaring a Muslim holiday to be part of the German national holidays. We're told respect their culture, respect, but don't respect yours. We're going to erase yours. We're going to make yours go away. I don't think so. I'm a big fan of Halloween. I mean, when I was a kid, my brothers and I, we would turn our house into a haunted house. And easy for me, I worked in special effects. I had all the equipment, fog machines, all of that stuff. Kids are coming from, you know, blocks around to come trick-or-treat at our house. One year, I'd done a bunch of Halloween props for Magic Mountain, which included like floating, talking skull. And so I had all of that hardware left over. We did it upright. We had fun. Don't take that away from the kids. Every culture has a Day of the Dead. And behind all the festivity and the candy and the fun, it's helping young people start to adjust to the idea of their own mortality. And that's something that they're all going to have to deal with at some point in their life. Don't want to force it on them. But they'll figure it out. They'll start asking the right questions here. Now, a lot of people are very concerned over this effort at censorship we're seeing out of Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It really is getting kind of nasty out there. But, what is happening is there are some new up-and-coming ventures in social media that are respecting the rights of the First Amendment. And if you're sick and tired of YouTube interfering with your videos, rigging the search results, there's an alternative called DTube. And it's powered through Steemit, which is the decentralized alternative to Facebook. So all these social media companies are doing with all this censorship is they're basically cutting their own throats and opening the doors to the competition to come in and get them. And it is happening. I haven't been to Facebook in months now. And I probably need to get around to closing out my account and making sure that all that data is erased. Not that there's anything embarrassing on Facebook, because I know better than to put anything personal in social media. There's no privacy on the internet. There never was. But I don't use it anymore. I don't even remember the last time I used my Twitter account. I'm using the new alternatives. And so should you be. Apparently, there's another story. This came out of Polls News Infinity and Polls News Alert. We're all suspended from Twitter, all on the same day. Their accounts were banned, including the main backup and the admin's personal Twitter account. So this is what I'm talking about, this censorship that's out there. Interestingly enough, we're now seeing a motion by the government that all social media should be redefined as publishers, which would bring them further under government control. So that social media would be handled with the same laws that apply to the Washington Compost or the New York Slimes or the rest of those. So we'll see where that goes. Now, apparently over in Germany, industry experts are warning the German people electric prices are going to rise significantly because Germany went all in to this idea of green renewable energies. They wouldn't cost anything, reduce pollutants, create a clean environment, improve the climate, create many jobs, and it just didn't work on out. The landscape is being industrialized. Germany has not reduced its greenhouse gases in more than 7 years. The climate is still the same. Actually, it's cooler, but that's got nothing to do with the green energy. And now Germany's industrial base is starting to erode because of the high costs of German electricity. These were all boondoggle projects. They were undertaken to satisfy a political need, not a real-world need. Look at the Solyndra case, for example, where you had this huge solar power venture and it went bust. Or some of these wind farms, where it turned out the turbines that were supposed to last 25 years started coming apart after just a few years, and worse, the company that made them and the replacement parts has now gone out of business. So they were done for show. They were political paybacks. These contracts and loan guarantees and funding were given to political supporters of various politicians. And then paraded around as we're doing something about the environment, and now you have to give up your carbon taxes in your car, so forth and so on. I'm looking at some of the stuff the members are posting on our page. And apparently over at the Michelle Obama Public Library, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle where there was this... They called it Drag Queen Story Hour, in which a man dressed as a woman reads to young children, all approved by the Church of Satan. It really is getting weird out there. Okay. Congress is now stepping back on in. They're looking at this Trump dossier. They still cannot get any information from Fusion GPS about how the document came into being. And by the way, Fusion GPS was also the company that was hired by Planned Parenthood to try and put out the message that the undercover videos of them selling baby parts were deceptively edited. So that's where these people are coming from. Now they're starting to look on whether or not the Obama Department of Justice used this dossier before the surveillance court, the Foreign Intelligence Service court. And the reason they're doing that is because they had to have something to get a FISA warrant to look at Trump and his associates. And if they did it on the basis of a fraudulent affidavit, then the warrant is automatically invalid. So they're going back to look at that situation here. Let's see. Oh, Playboy has just announced their first transgender playmate. Well, that's okay. I gave up reading Playboy a long time ago. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And when we come on back, we're going to be talking about more of this political correctness stuff, all of this issue over. We're probably going to recap at some point this story of Hillary and Russia. And to see the Washington Post come on out there and say, oh, it's just out there as a distraction from Trump and Russia, they got to be really desperate. They have got to be really, really desperate to do that. So pick up the line, call on in. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha. Welcome back to our show here. And looking through the news here, North Korea apparently has come on out and opened their yap again. They're not doing anything. They're not doing any missile tests, no nuke tests. But they're out there saying, basically, if the U.S.-South Korea drills continue, North Korea will hit the U.S. with an unimaginable strike. Or at least that's what we're being told North Korea is saying. And we do need to be very, very careful because, as I've said before, there is a tremendous concern over the use of a false flag to get the war going. And we know that we cannot trust what is in the corporate media attributed to foreign leaders. The classic example being back when they were out there claiming that Iran's Ahmadinejad said, we're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And those who actually speak the language said, no, that isn't what he said. He said, Israel will eventually vanish from the pages of history, which is a far more passive expression. And as it turned out, much of the Western media gets their translations of Middle Eastern media through an organization called MEMRI, the Middle East Media Research Institute, which, as it turns out, is an instrument of Israeli propaganda. And they provide these free translations to the Western media. The Western media pick them up and they run them, not realizing or maybe not caring that these translations are very often mistranslated or spun or interpreted in a way that makes the Middle Eastern nations look bad and Israel look good. So we have to be very, very careful. Now, as I said before, right now, the last several predictions of North Korea is going to do a test have come to naught. Nothing's happening over there. And so we know that for the U.S. to get the war they want, there has to be an event. They can't just say, well, we're going to go into North Korea. The American people wouldn't stand for it. So there could be another false flag attack. Because look how many wars are started with lies, hoaxes, and deceptions. Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Maine, Spanish-American War, the Lusitania, World War I, Pearl Harbor, World War II. The reality, the official story was never real in all of those. It's all manipulation here. We should be on guard against it happening yet again. Now, as I said before, the South Korean-U.S. drill, in theory, ends later today. On the other side of the international dateline, it's already Friday. It's still early in the morning over there, but supposedly it's the last day of those exercises. All right, let's take a phone call. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, aloha, Mike. Hey, how are you doing, brother?
Doing okay.
Man, I just got to tell you, you have become my favorite talk show host, and I want to tell you why. I think your audience will agree with this. Number one, you're an encyclopedia, and you have no detectable agenda except liberty and the truth. And I love how courteous and kind you are to your callers. You hear people out. You don't interrupt them. You are just a dynamite at your job, and I really appreciate you and your crew. That's number one. Now, I want to get into something. I'm a truck driver, and so I listen to you. I listen to your previous day's broadcast on YouTube when it's uploaded because I'm typically multitasking throughout the day, so I
yes.
don't really get a chance to tune into you live. So I always catch your previous day's show. Well, there was a caller on, I believe it was day before yesterday. I've got a lot of insight into this, and so I'm going to try to be brief. I realize you don't have a lot of time, but I met Hillary Clinton in 1986 in the Walmart general office in her capacity as a Walmart board member. A lot of folks don't realize Hillary Clinton was given a lifetime seat on the Walmart board of directors by Sam Walton to purchase Bill Clinton's support for right to work in Arkansas at the time, which the money wanted through, but the Democrats couldn't push. And, you know, of course, Clinton campaigned against it in his last run for Arkansas governor, then flipped and codified it in the Arkansas Constitution. So now people can no longer fight for a rightful share of the wealth they produce for their billionaire owners of the corporations. So Hillary was given this lifetime.
Dave, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Don't hang up. We got to do a break for commercials. And we'll be right back and let you complete your story.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Dave in Missouri. And Dave's encounter with Hillary Clinton on the board of directors of Walmart.
You know, this is the reason that I called you, Mike. I mean, you had a caller day before yesterday, and he started talking about the self-checkouts and how that was going to lead to, the Walmart shedding employees. And Walmart came in to rural economies 30 years ago that nobody else, the big retailers, wouldn't come in, with the promise of providing jobs and as an American-made company. You know, I mean, you're old enough to remember. If you ever walked in a Walmart store back in the 80s, you've seen the signs hanging up, Walmart has created or retained X number of jobs. You know, that was really big, and Sam Walton was big about pushing that. But Sam was a very he was an astute character. I mean, you don't get to be that wealthy without having two sides to your personality. So he played PR great, but he spotted Bill Clinton. You know, and Bill Clinton was given the governorship by Winthrop Rockefeller. We can't really forget that. And he basically ran uncontested in a Democrat state, and he was able to do things that no Republican could do. Number one was taxes, and then also right to work in Arkansas. No Republican could have pulled that off. Only a Democrat could have. Reminds me of Obama, Obamacare. Do you think a white Republican could ever have signed a law telling people they had to support private for-profit insurance companies? They'd be called fascists and run out on a rail. So sometimes the Democrats are used to do what the controllers want done that they can't do through their other means. So it really is both hands. Two hands of the same animal when you're talking Democrat and Republican. But anyway, let me just say this, and I hate to be so fast, but I've got a lot of information, and I think you're going to really like this, because what I heard from your take in response to that caller kind of left out the understanding, and I hope you don't take this wrong, that, you know, Walmart payroll is 5 to 7%. Now, that means a nickel to 7 cents of every dollar you drop on the counter actually stays in the community in the form of payroll. 93 to 95 cents is evacuated. Well, you know, Sam got behind Bill for the presidency, brought him along because he wanted NAFTA, GATT, WTO, he wanted free trade. Walmart was the first corporate American retailer with an overseas buying office. In the late 80s, we started seeing all this supposedly made in Taiwan junk come in the back doors. And we'd peel the label and say made in China. Well, that was treason. You couldn't buy a Cuban cigar, never seen anything made in the Soviet Union. And we had a principle against supporting the enemies of liberty in the world, principally communists. We just didn't do that with our money. Well, right to work, for free trade, normalized trade with communist China, you know, Bill did that. Less than a year after, or just a few years after Tiananmen Square, suddenly then now China's a preferred partner, and all of our factories flee. You see the biggest transfer of wealth in human history from the American middle class to the communist Chinese, along with our military secrets building up the budget. So anyway, I met Hillary. I wanted to put, in the late 80s, the supercenters were on the drawing board. I wanted to put an American-made department inside the supercenters to cement Walmart's commitment to American manufacturing in the floor plan of the stores. And I'm pitching this to the Walmart board. This blonde was in there. I had no idea who she was. I was 19 years old at the time. Sam recruited me out of high school. But I had great relationships with the executives at that time. So I had a lot of access. I'm presenting American Showcase is what I called it, among other ideas. And this blonde actually gets up on her feet, leans over the table into my face, says, "Who are you to tell me how to spend my money? Why should I waste my money on your high-minded ideas? You need to grow up and get lost." And then she and Rob Walton, Sam's son, who is now still the chairman of the board, got up and walked out and left me sitting there with two other people I didn't know who in turn got up and left. I had no idea what was going on at that point, but that got me watching mm-hmm. the Clintons. This was 88. That got me watching the Clintons. Then Bill gets elected president, right to work, NAFTA, GATT, WTO, normalized trade with communist China. You see, right to work, sweep the country. So Walmart has infiltrated rural markets with the promise of investment that they then have purchased politicians of both political parties, because the whole free trade agenda ran straight through the Bushes, too. It was crafted under Papa Bush. So, I mean, there is no recourse for the American middle class. And so I'm so supportive of Donald Trump and nationalism. I mean, I have fought for this. So many people have. You have. I'm going to shut up now and let you talk. I just wanted to get you that story.
Well, it's a very interesting story, very informative from somebody who was on the inside. And, what a way to meet the soon-to-be First Lady at that point. I'm in agreement with everything that you've been saying. You can't have a nation where you have sent the jobs overseas, where the manufacturing is overseas. Sooner or later, ordinary people just don't have the money to go into the stores and buy whatever it is that you're selling. And this is something else we can dump on the Clintons, the retail Mageddon, because
And Sam Walton used to say, "Hey, if we don't support the factories and the towns we have stores in, who's going to be left to shop with us when the jobs were gone?" Those were Sam's own words, and I tried to use that against Hillary. And this is the point I did not make. I was 19 years old and a hillbilly, a grizzly bear. I'm 6'4". A grizzly bear would not have scared me at that point. But that pint-sized woman had something so dark, so demonic, so evil, so queenly, self-righteous. I mean, something inside of her just terrified me. And literally, I did not forget it. I had no idea who she was until a month later when I picked up the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and First Lady of Arkansas. And I'm like, holy cow. I was a kid. I did not know. But there was something in her even then that was so atrocious. I mean, just disgusting that it literally terrified me. I don't even have words for it. But now everybody has seen that. You know, that's all come out. Nobody can even deny the character of this witch. And both her and Bill was a glad-handing, friendly guy. I mean, if you met Bill Clinton, you know, you'd love to go and have a drink with him, hang out with him. But Hillary, that's a beast unto itself, and thank God that was not put over on this country.
Well, it was to a certain extent here, but, you know, Sam Walton's words, I've been saying exactly the same thing. You know, if you offshore all the jobs, if you go to manufacturing, soon people won't have any money to spend in those shopping malls, and that's where the retailmageddon came from. But again, these were people who were looking at an immediate agenda. We're going to make the Walmart much more profitable by allowing them to import from other countries. And they didn't think the long-term good of the whole nation. They were just out for a fast buck. And that, unfortunately, is an attitude that has come to infect the vast majority of American politicians. I want my money.
I wish I could accept that. I really do, Mike. But I know these people. They are very cunning. They knew exactly what they were doing. The Walmart became the world's largest corporation after that. They've generated more money than any corporation, any retailer. I mean, all of the retail competition combined. So, yes, they knew. David Klass, the Walmart's first president, now he owns the Royals. Yes, he knew. The board, yes, they knew. They knew what putting their money in communist China and slave states at the expense of investing in the hometowns where they had conned their ways into to retail monopoly, really. They knew what that was going to do, but they wanted the money, they made the money, and they've used that money to insulate themselves politically by purchasing both parties. I know you got to go, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, Dave. And in the final comment here, these people may have known the long-term problems it would cause, and Walmart is now in trouble. They're starting to lose sales. Even at their prices, people just aren't going in there. They can't afford to. So we'll see what happens with the Christmas shopping season. But, yeah, it's going to catch up with all these corporations because you can't have a nation that is full of places that sell things and a population that doesn't have the money to buy anything because nobody wants to use those credit cards anymore. Everybody's borrowed out to the max. Everybody's trying to get out of debt right now. It really is headed toward a collapse. We're going to switch over to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I call in with kind of a heavy heart because Hillary actually explained this uranium deal before the campaign even started. And unfortunately, the excuse should stand up in any court. What happened was she thought he said geraniums, and she said, sure, why not? No.
Okay. And is that about the same time she said if Trump gets elected, we'll all wind up in nooses?
Yeah. As far as Robert Mueller, this vicious rumor that he took a uranium sample over to Putin, he did, but he only intended to show it to him. What happened was, it fell in Putin's pants. Apparently, Sandy Berger's tailor is Russian, and that's a inherent defect in Russian tailoring. So Mueller just told him to keep it. So
okay, all right.
Now, on a serious note, China has two big problems that can keep them from becoming this world juggernaut. This is serious. Number one is water. They've used up just about all their water for industry and drinking, and in most areas in China, it's not clean enough for either. They've made so many rivers disappear through just unbelievable actual disregard for the environment that I don't see how they're going to continue to be some industrial power very much longer. Number two is I heard they signed cap and trade, and for quite a while now they've been laying off people like 400,000 or 800,000 at a time, or they're doing it in steps. So I think they're going to have internal problems of their own soon. But that's all I.
Yeah, they may have grown too fast here. But again, they used to be heavily dependent on their exports to the United States, and that's basically gone away. And yes, they still export to Europe, but that has had a negative impact on the Chinese economy. They don't have the cash flow they had when the U.S. economy was still intact. And they can look at what's going on with our politicians and realize that a consumer economy is not coming back to this country anytime soon. That the money junkies have all the money, the war hawks have got all the money. They don't feel that the ordinary American people should be allowed any wealth at all because that makes them a threat to the existing order. And all tyrants and rulers throughout history drive their populations down to poverty. And it's not just the greed of wanting all the money. It is the control of keeping them dependent on the government for food or for housing or for whatever and not allow the people any resources with which to fight back against the oligarchs.
All right. Thank you, and you have a good one. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And moving right along here, there's another scandal that's still out there and ready to fester, and that is, of course, that Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac. And apparently we're now dealing with the revelation that the FBI withheld records that were responsive to a lawsuit from Judicial Watch. And so Tom Fitton, who's the president of Judicial Watch, is now out there saying that, somebody obstructed justice here. Somebody withheld evidence. So we need to find out who gave that order. And we also need to find out what did Clinton and Lynch really talk about on that tarmac. And I'm willing to wager a nickel that it wasn't just about their grandkids and family. Because if that's what all it was about, they wouldn't need to disappear those records. Now, getting back to the world of computers and computer equipment, Canada's Electronic Spy Agency is taking what they describe as an unprecedented step of releasing one of its own cyber defense tools to the public in a bid to help companies and organizations better defend their computers and networks against malicious threats. So apparently they're realizing it has gone out of control. So the Communication Security Establishment is basically out there acknowledging it needs to do a better job of explaining to Canadians exactly what it does. And so today it basically pulled back the curtain on an open source malware analysis tool called Assembly Line that CSC says is used to protect the Canadian government's sprawling infrastructure every single day. It's a tool that helps our analysts know what to look at because it's overwhelming for the number of people we have to be able to protect things. So that's a good idea. And perhaps our NSA, CIA ought to be thinking about doing exactly the same thing. All their bad cyber warfare tools are already out there on the dark web. It seems only reasonable if they have open source defensive software that they ought to just put it on out there. After all, the American people paid for it anyway. It does technically belong to us. And start hardening our systems against all this malware that's floating around, because there's certainly a lot of it. There's certainly a lot of it. And again, we have all these people starting to look at these exploits in the routers and asking, is this in fact deliberate? Was the WPA2 Wi-Fi security intentionally weakened? Because we know NSA has done that in the past, going all the way back to the Crypto AG scandal, which we talk about in our article, Rivero Challenges the NSA, if you want to look that one up. So basically, Crypto AG was manufacturing an updated version of the German Enigma machine. Then later on, they went completely electronic. And the big scandal, this was revealed in the book The Puzzle Palace, was the CIA went to the owner of the company and paid him a huge amount of money to install a backdoor in the product, these encryption machines. And apparently the owner of the company took the money, and from then on, every one of those machines sold anywhere in the world, the messages could be decoded by the NSA. because in this age of the computers, no amount of computer power can decode a message if the method is not known. And that was the object lesson of my article in Rivero Challenges the NSA. Now, you all have a right to privacy. It's enshrined in the Fourth Amendment. You have a right to secure the privacy of information that is none of the government's business. We're not talking about hiding evidence. We're talking about personal photographs, plans for a new company, plans for a new product, Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe. We have a right to privacy in those things. And if the government won't respect that, we have a right to use our own strong encryption. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the corporate media here, and they're still going on with all of these irrelevancies. They're still trying to make a big deal over Donald Trump's condolence call regarding one of the soldiers who died in an ambush in Niger. And even the people who are out there saying Donald Trump shouldn't have said that, they're admitting they didn't actually hear the whole conversation in context. But it's just another way to get after Donald Trump. And as I reported earlier in the show, the Washington Post is out there saying that all of this Hillary Uranium One stuff is a distraction. And we got to get the focus back on Donald Trump and Russia. So the entire society is falling apart here. Now, interesting little story. Over in New York, the New York Police Department is in court where a judge asked that they reveal what happened to money seized by its officers under the civil forfeiture laws. And the NYPD has come on in and said, well, we can't tell you. Now, this is a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And City Attorney Neil Giannotti is saying the police department was unable to find that information from the property and evidence tracking system, otherwise known as PETS, because it's broken. The database is corrupt. They have no idea how much money they've taken in or where it went. Now, this system, this evidence tracking system, PETS, cost the city more than $25 million back in 2009. And the judge, Arlene Bluth, came on back and said, do you want the Daily News to be reporting that you have no copy of the data? That deserves an expose in the media. And the judge is absolutely right, because, again, the police department is saying the technicians can't even figure out how to back up the database. They've had this system since 2009, and they weren't doing backups. No, I think what we're looking at is a huge pile of corruption where the NYPD were just grabbing money away from the citizens, and they were just spending it. So the computer is broken is becoming a standard excuse to conceal corruption. Remember Lois Lerner's hard drive? The evidence for the IRS targeting conservative groups. Oh, it's all on Lois Lerner's hard drive. Oh, golly gee shuckies, the drive has failed. The drive has gone bad. And we unfortunately recycled the backup tape. So gosh darn it, I guess that data is gone. Now, hard drives do fail. That's a reality. That's why you do backups. But it does seem that every time there's a question about where money came from, where it went, oh, the computer broke down. The hard drive got wiped out. The dog ate the laptop. Or some other such nonsense. Really? I thought the NSA was supposed to have all this data. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and help Claire get some of her stuff done for this afternoon. So we'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.